Freedom is one of our greatest blessings. Salina American Legion Post 210 hopes you will take a moment to thank a veteran. Freedom isn't free. Our men and women in the armed forces have paid dearly for the freedom we all enjoy and sometimes take for granted. At Salina American Legion Post 210, the member's service to country and fellow man began years ago, but it has never stopped. Enjoy the fried chicken and Swiss steak buffet on the first Saturday of each month. Salina American Legion Post 210, celebrating over 100 years of serving this area.
Oohs and ahs aren't just for fireworks. The Rheem Classic Plus Series R96 T-Model Gas Furnace and Air Conditioner from Consolidated Hunter Heating, Plumbing, and Air Conditioning can provide oohs and ahs all year round. When the weather is hot, walk into your cool home. Oohs that feel good. When cold weather comes, you walk into your house and say, ah, now that's comfortable. Talk to Consolidated Hunter Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning, 334 Godfrey Street in Salina. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
There's a popular hymn, I Love to Tell the Story, a classic standby. This is Mary Jo Hellworth. At Dick and Sons Hellworth Funeral Home, we have been standing by area families since 1913. When families and friends gather for visitations and funerals, it's a chance to tell the story of a loved one's life. People love to tell the story. It really helps in the healing process. When a story needs to be told, let us help. Dick and Sons Hellworth Funeral Homes, Salina and Mendon.
It's the little caring things that make a big difference in your loved one's funeral. At the Lehman Zenzel Funeral Home, I go above and beyond to make your loved one's funeral exactly what you're looking for. The cost is comparable to any other service. Why get less for your loved one? I don't take away the heartaches, but with my experience, I can take away the headaches of planning your loved one's funeral. I'm Steve Zenzel at the Lehman Zenzel Funeral Home in Salina. Talk to me about the little things that make a funeral special. Thank you for listening.
You never know when you may need a tow or roadside assistance. At least you know who to call. Hague Towing, everything a towing service should be. Whether you need a rollback or wrecker, from an SUV up to a heavy-duty semi-rescue, Hague Towing has you covered. From the towing charge to working with your insurance company, Kevin Hague has the experience to take the stress out of your vehicle worries. Hague Towing is AAA approved and offers 24-hour service. Hague Towing, Tama Road in Rockford. Call 567-644-3905 anytime. Time.
Good morning. Welcome to the 2025 Memorial Day ceremony. I'd like to thank you all for coming. We have beautiful weather this year. We have the warm weather without the wind. Some afternoon we have the breeze coming off the lake. Last year was a little bit chillier than this. I'd like to thank the service organizations for being here. How is the sound? No? All right. Let's try it a little closer. Is that any better? All right. I'd like to thank the service organizations for everything they do and their auxiliaries. We have representatives from the DAV, AMVETS, VVA, VFW, and the American Legion. There are many other service organizations that play a part in this, and I thank them all for coming together and bringing this today for our Memorial Day service. We'll start off with the Salina High School Band and the National Anthem.
Color guard, pitch, touch, present, form.
Thank you. Now we'll have our invocation by Pastor Scott Rowe. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, on a solemn morning we gather in the shadow of sacrifice, mindful of the price paid by those who gave their lives in service to our nation. We stand beneath the banner of freedom. We pause to honor the brave men and women who answered the call, laid down their comfort, and embraced the cause of liberty with courage. And Lord, we ask your presence to be among us now. Let this gathering be more than a ceremony. May it be a sacred remembrance. Comfort the families whose hearts still ache. Inspire a spirit of unity across generations and teach us, O God, about the legacy that have been passed on. As flags wave and wreaths are laid, remind us that peace is not preserved without vigilance, and freedom is never free. May your hand guard every word spoken, every tribute offered, and every heart moved today. In your holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
Today's speaker is Nathan Kieske. He's a 15-year military veteran, serving in the Army in the 18th Airborne Corps and ended in the 37th Ohio National Guard. He also is a local business owner. If any of you have visited Friendly's, you might see Nathan behind the counter. Nathan?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had my teleprompter here, but you know, most of this is from the heart anyway, so that just usually keeps me chronological in order, really, is what I needed that for. Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day. What does it mean to me? Can I take this off and walk? I can't just stand here. It's like All right, Memorial Day weekend. What does it mean to me? Let's start by talking about what it meant to me as a kid. As a kid, it meant the last day of school. Last day of school. That's what I knew. It meant the pool opened up on Memorial Day. Everybody knew that. Sandlot baseball. I lived Sandlot. Like, I'm right behind IC school there, that black top there. That was my baseball diamond. And I must have put out every window and every light in that place. And the pastor never let me down. He always reminded me about it. So yeah, baseball, you know, cookouts. You know, if I wasn't at baseball, if I wasn't playing baseball, I was at the pool. If I wasn't at the pool, I was playing baseball. That's all I knew. I wasn't taught it much more than that as a kid. You know, is that shame on you teachers? Do better. But anyway, let's face it, the 80s and 90s, I mean, that era was, you know, we're past Vietnam at the time. I mean, what, 15, 20 years past it? So it was out of our mind, out of sight, out of mind. Isn't that how we looked at it? 80s and 90s was what, probably booming during those time. I mean, it was great. It was a beautiful era, awesome. You know, everybody was happy, it seemed like. I was happy. You know, we have this beautiful lake here. We had, you know, all of our friends, you know, riding around doing whatever we wanted. So it was a true holiday to me. Now moving on, post 9/11, everybody was affected by, I mean, everybody knows somebody now. Everybody was affected by the accolades of what happened at 9/11 or war, you know, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Global War on Terrorism. We were a part of that. My generation, we've seen it all now. National Guard is no longer like the National Guard you thought. They are comprised of hardened men that fought just as much as active duty. They all deployed just like active duty did now. So the National Guard and your reserves, these are hardened individuals now. So I would say after active duty, after I went active duty, I came here to the National Guard in Columbus. And April 4th of 2012, in Kabul, Afghanistan, our unit was hit pretty hard. That was a day that changed my life forever. That now you can ask me, what does Memorial Day mean to me? Memorial Day means freedom through sacrifice. So to all of our brothers and sisters in arms that laid their lives and paid the ultimate sacrifice, the prisoners of war, the missing in action, I say to you that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I didn't do the same. I will never forget you until everyone comes home. Thank you.
Salina High School bands will now play another tribute. VFW and American Legion auxiliaries will now place the wreaths.
Memorial Day has come to mean the beginning of summer, school's out, a time for picnics and barbecues, kids' baseball games, softball games, going to the zoo and to amusement parks, family vacations, and a holiday to gather around with the family. The happiness and freedom, however, is a product of the real cause for the holiday. The sacrifice made by men and women who have fought and died for the freedoms and liberties of Americans hold dear. Memorial Day is a time to remember that the American way of life is not cheap, but rather has been purchased by the lives and blood of so many who have sacrificed for us to live free and happily now. So on this Memorial Day, I say to all the families that have lost a soldier, thank you for your sacrifice and may God bless you. Again, I ask you to remember only two divining forces have ever offered to give their lives for you: Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom. Thank them every day, and may God bless you all. On behalf of the Veterans Foreign Wars of the United States Auxiliary, I place this emblem of eternity, its color bespeaks lasting life. Thus do we immortalize the brave deeds of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who have given their lives on land, on sea, and on the air. Thank you, all you veterans.
Now have our benediction.
Let us receive the blessing today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. And as we leave this place of remembrance, may we carry the torch of those who laid down their lives. May their courage call us to compassion. May their sacrifice summon us to service. May their memory move us to mercy. Let us go now, not in silence, but with resolve to honor the fallen by living lives of purpose, to preserve peace by pursuing justice, and to proclaim not just with words, but with deeds, that freedom is a gift that we do not take for granted. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Color Guard, Captain, prepare to fire your volley.
Color Guard, head, cut, reset, arm. Firing squad, horn, arm. Ready. Aim, fire. Aim. Aim. Fire. Firing squad, reset, arm.
Bob Howell will give parting comments. Okay, Bob Howell will not give parting comments. I'd like to thank the Salina High School Band, the speakers. Nathan, thank you very much. The color guards of the participating service organizations, the Mercer County Firefighters Association, American Legion Post 210, VFW Post 5713, and their auxiliaries of Salina. Thank you very much for attending. Drive carefully. Have a safe Memorial Day.
Order.
Freedom is one of our greatest blessings. Salina American Legion Post 210 hopes you will take a moment to thank a veteran. Freedom isn't free. Our men and women in the armed forces have paid dearly for the freedom we all enjoy and sometimes take for granted. At Salina American Legion Post 210, the members' service to country and fellow man began years ago, but it has never stopped. Enjoy the fried chicken and Swiss steak buffet on the first Saturday of each month. Salina American Legion Post 210, celebrating over 100 years of serving this area.
Oohs and ahs aren't just for fireworks. So Ream Classic Plus Series R96 T-Model Gas Furnace and Air Conditioner from Consolidated Hunter Heating, Plumbing, and Air Conditioning can provide oohs and ahs all year round. When the weather is hot, walk into your cool home. Oohs that feel good. When cold weather comes, you walk into your house and say, ah, now that's comfortable. Talk to Consolidated Hunter Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning, 334 Godfrey Street in Salina. Ream, the new degree of comfort.
Love to tell a story, a classic standby. This is Mary Jo Hellworth. At Dick and Sons Hellworth Funeral Home, we have been standing by area families since 1913. When families and friends gather for visitations and funerals, it's a chance to tell the story of a loved one's life. People love to tell the story. It really helps in the healing process. When a story needs to be told, let us help. Dick and Sons Hellworth Funeral Homes, Salina and Mendon.
It's the little caring things that make a big difference in your loved one's funeral. At the Lehman Zenzel Funeral Home, I go above and beyond to make your loved one's funeral exactly what you're looking for. The cost is comparable to any other service. Why get less for your loved one? I don't take away the heartaches, but with my experience, I can take away the headaches of planning your loved one's funeral. I'm Steve Zenzel at the Lehman Zenzel Funeral Home in Salina. Talk to me about the little things that make a funeral special. Thank you for listening.
You never know when you may need a tow or roadside assistance. At least you know who to call. Haig Towing. Everything a towing service should be. Whether you need a rollback or wrecker, from an SUV up to a heavy-duty semi-rescue, Haig Towing has you covered. From the towing charge to working with your insurance company, Kevin Haig has the experience to take the stress out of your vehicle worries. Haig Towing is AAA approved and offers 24-hour service. Haig Towing, Tama Road in Rockford. Call 567-644-3905 anytime.